Reds have served you well through the entire year and would like to say Merry Christmas to you for next year and a Happy New Year for this year. Or one way or another. They'd like to let you all know, in fact, that they're back to normal hours now, which is 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. on Sundays. And that's Baggett's, and they're in Baggett Street, and they're terribly, terribly nice people. Here's Yazoo, the birthday file is up at 11 o'clock.
Thank you. our store managers. Write off thousands of pounds. Cut prices wherever you can. And they have. They've cut new hygiene of bedrooms and kitchens. They've cut prices for every room in the house. At MFI Superstores, Airways Industrial Estate off the Dublin Airport Road, and Cove Cross Industrial Estate, Carrick Tool, Cork. Sail on now.
Make a date for Bloomer's Fashion Sale. There's incredible bargains in rainwear, blouses and dresses. Check out the fashion and dress at a bargain at Bloomer's Henry Street.
The sale you've been waiting for has started at Lasky's of South Ann Street. Hi-Fi Rack systems, TVs, videos and portables at unrepeatable prices. Come and see for yourself the great New Year sale at Lasky's of 14 South Ann Street.
Check out Emmanuel's, Dublin's newest night spot at Tower Town Centre. Emmanuel's, Dublin's most exotic night spot, from 7.30 till late. Emmanuel's at Tower Town Centre, just next door to the Irish Permanent. Emmanuel's, a complete night's entertainment at Tower Town Centre, tonight.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 11 o'clock, this is Bob Gallico. In South Africa, an explosion has caused extensive damage to the Law Courts building in Johannesburg. Police say no one was injured in the blast, and bomb squad experts are sifting through the debris for clues. A spokesman said sabotage was suspected, although no group has said it carried out the bombing. Martial law in Poland was suspended by the government effective from midnight last night, just over a year after its introduction. The most severe restrictions of martial law have already been gradually reduced. However, there should be greater ease of travel and communication and an end to internment without trial. The government in Poland have, however, retained measures which are to prevent opposition groups such as the Solidarity Trade Union from reorganizing. And the deputy prime minister said the government would take action against those who try to persuade young people that Solidarity was the only democratic force able to realize the aims of most Polish people. Henry Kissinger, the former American Secretary of State, has said that in his opinion there is fairly conclusive evidence that the Soviet leader Yuri Andropov was involved in the attempt on the life of Pope John Paul last year. He said that he was told by the chief of the CIA, Mr. Richard Helms, 6 weeks after the attempt, that it had all the hallmarks of a KGB operation. However, he believes that we will never know more than we do now. A court hearing has begun in Southern California to decide whether L. Ron Hubbard, the science fiction writer and founder of the Church of Scientology, is dead. His son wants him declared legally dead and alleges that top members of the Church of Scientology have been pilfering from Hubbard's vast estate. Its leaders say that Hubbard, who hasn't been seen since 1980, is alive and well. Following the rejection of the new EEC fisheries policy at home, the Navy and Air Corps have been instructed to take action against any vessel fishing illegally in Irish waters after midnight tonight, when the previous EEC fishery agreement expires. A statement is expected from the government later today on the measures intended to protect Irish fishing waters. The helicopter wing of the Air Corps and the Naval Service have been assigned specific areas of the coastline to patrol. Fishermen in Donegal yesterday sent a telegram to the new Minister for Fisheries, Mr. O'Toole, asking him to have the entire fisheries situation renegotiated. In the north, the leader of the SDLP, Mr. John Hume, has said the security forces had been given orders to shoot to kill. He said there had been a fundamental change in policy which amounted to the abandonment of the rule of law. Mr. Hume said he'd been forced to that conclusion by recent incidents in which 7 men had been shot dead by troops. Finally, a British woman extradited to the United States to face charges in connection with the death of a boy in a road accident was jailed for 16 months. Gail Jennings, age 23, from Lymington in Hampshire, has said she's very upset by the decision of the Los Angeles court. She was convicted on charges of drunken driving and manslaughter. Independent radio news from Ireland at 3 minutes past 11.
Radio Nova.
Thank you very much, Bob, for the news. The weather, all areas, bright spells during the morning, becoming cloudy with some outbreaks of rain later. Highest temperature today is 8 degrees Celsius, wind southwesterly, fresh to strong, and that's for 4 to 6. Happy birthday, Donna. You're 33.
I'm not gonna see no one.
About 25 years old. She could even look 19. In fact, she is 33. Amazing. Other birthdays today is Sarah Miles, who is 39. Actor Anthony Hopkins, he's 45. And country singer John Denver, he's 38. And we've got music from him right after this one. Here's the Police and Doo-Doo-Doo and the Da-Da-Da. Andy Summers, you're 40. Hello.
When they have left
The title, 15 minutes past 11, and if you want to know how old he is, he's a mere 38. And he still looks gormless. Nice enough fellow, though. John Denver on a song called Rocky Mountain High. We'll be right back with a great one from Glenn Fry right after these.
Girls, make a date for Bloomer's Fashion Sale. There's incredible bargains in rainwear, blouses, and dresses. Check out the fashion and dress it a bargain at Bloomer's Henry Street.
Only happens once a year. The Red Corner Shop is just about giving away everything. Yes, the great annual Red Corner Shop sale is now on. Beds must go, chairs must go, tables must go, dresses must go. In fact, everything must go. So hurry to the Red Corner Shop, because everybody will want one of these unbelievable bargains. Our prices have to be seen to be believed. Don't miss out on the Red Corner Shop sale. The Red Corner Shop, 79 Lower Dorset Street, for today's furniture at yesterday's prices.
Radio you cry.
no easy way to see this through. All the broken dreams, all the disappointment. Oh, girl, what you gonna do? Your heart keeps saying it's just not fair, but still you gotta make up your mind. Are you gonna stay?
To ABBA, called Bucks Fizz, and that's called the A Land of Make Believe.
No one else can stay with me. Okay, stay, but have to go to visit you. You never know.
Right. 24 minutes past 11 o'clock right here on Radio Nova. I am Harry and this is John Cougar. You know, I see they're having a go again about sex on television on radio. Is it Radio 4? Television 4. I think there's nothing wrong with sex on television so long as you don't fall off.
Check out Emmanuel's, Dublin's newest night spot at Tallaght Town Centre. Emmanuel's, Dublin's most exotic night spot, from 7:30 till late. Emmanuel's at Tallaght Town Centre, just next door to the Irish Permanent. Emmanuel's, a complete night's entertainment at Tallaght Town Centre, tonight.
Hey, it's started. Arnott sales in full swing in Henry Street and Grafton Street. So come on in and get yourself great value in fashion, footwear, menswear, furniture, linens, electrical, and lots, lots more. Arnott sale. It's on in Henry Street and Grafton Street.
Your station. Radio number.
Welcome back, and let me tell you once again that that lovely shop called Baggett's in Upper Baggett Street, just over the bridge, dead handy for the shops and very handy for Radio Nova. They'd like to thank us and you and everybody else for shopping with them last year and tell you all that they're back to normal hours now, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday. That's Baggett's, the Upper Baggett Street.
No one can tell me that we're through. Don't try to tell me that it's over.
Keep it together, how it's got to be. I'll do
Alive. That's what that one's called. It's a nice one, too. It's 25 minutes up until midday. Here's a sad story about a silver Audi valued at £13,500. It was a Christmas present from Sid Goldsmith to his wife, Anne. Last night, it was stolen. If anyone has any information or has seen it, please ring Sid Goldsmith on 681069. That's 681069. Can't give you a registration number. I guess it's so new, it doesn't have a registration yet. It's still up for reg. So there is a reward if you've seen anything suspicious with a brand new, shiny, beautiful-looking silver Audi, particularly last night or this morning. Give him a ring on 681069, and you could be the lucky one who gets a reward. Right, go.